Today's Shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Skila Sreifa. The Mishnah had taught us the Machlokes of the Tanakama and Rav Shimon, the one we speak about, the Da'ala Mises Bezdin, the four Mises Bezdin, which is the more severe and which is the less severe. And the Mishnah taught us that Tanakama's opinion was that Skila is the most severe, and Rav Shimon had taught us that Sreifa is the most severe. Says the Gemara, we could prove that Skila is Chamura Misreifa, that Skila is more severe than Sreifa. Shikei Nitna Lamagadev, somebody, Rahman Tzlan, who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somebody who's Oyver Avodah Zarah, somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, they are subject to the punishment of skila. So that is a proof that it is the most severe of the Mises Bezdin. Ask the Gemara Mai Chumra, why is that a proof that that is the most severe of the Mises Bezdin? Says the Gemara, she came Pashiyad Beikr. Somebody who does something like that is Pashiyad Beikr. He has shown his total disregard for his disrespect and disregard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ask Tosfos, we're going to be speaking about an Ir HaNidachas. And the people of Ir HaNidachas, who are also Avodah Zarah, Chayiv Sayiv. So you see that that's not the determining factor. So answers Tosfos. Tosfos answers a very important concept to this. Taisa says that the halacha is that the Ir HaNidachas is mamainam avad, that all of their own, anything that they own is left, is destroyed. So, and indeed, maybe it is a terrible avera, it's avodah zarah, but it's also that sayif, they're also losing their money. So even if sayif is not as serious as a Aveira as the others, the reason why Saif is not the most chomer is because it's compensated with Memoinim Ovad. But ask the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make a counter argument that Sreifa Chamura, that Sreifa should be considered the most serious of the Mises Bezdin. Shekein Nitta Labas Koyin Shazinsa. If a Bas Koyin was Mezana, we're going to be spending much time in our shiur today where the Torah Kedosha says, "Ubas ish koyin ki seichel iznois asavihi mechaleles beish tisarif," and this avera is considered a very serious avera. My chumra, and what is the chumra of this avera? She came mechaleles avia. The moment that she acts in such a terrible way, what she does is that she defiles her father. Why is that considered more of a sin than Kaifa Be'ikr? So explain the Rishonim in explaining what Rashi means to say here. They explain that since Hukish Kavvoidam L'Kvayt HaMakim, the respect that we have to show our parents as compared to the respect that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore the halacha of Sreifas Bas Koyin is a perfect example of a most serious avera. But that doesn't really answer the question asked the Ran, because the Ran asks, even if we'll say that Hukish Kavoidim L'Kvayt HaMakim, so that means that they're equivalent. But why would we say that the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, covet of parents, are equivalent? But why would we say it's more serious? This answers the Ran that when she's mechalelus as her parents, her avia, there's two things. Number one, as we just said, hukish kvoidam l'kvoid hamakom, the two covered, the covered of parents, the covered of a Kadosh Baruch Hu are connected, and also that she did something to her parents. In other words, the way I understand what the Ran says is that because hukish kvoidam l'kvoid hamakom, when she acts in such a manner, she's A, defiling her parents, and she's also defiling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the case of Avodah Zarah, she's only defiling HaKadosh Baruch, the person who's Oved Avodah Zarah, is only defiling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the case of Bas Ishkayin, they're defiling both. And since they're defiling both, it's considered a more serious sin. Says the Gemara, Kesavi Rabbanan, how will the Rabbanan respond to this? Nesua Yotze Sreifa V'loy Arusa. And we begin a discussion now. The discussion we begin now is, as we just read, just learned, the Torah says, Abbas is kain kisecha liznois asaviha michalelas. Be'esh tisarev, the Torah is extremely clear that such a woman is chayiv sreifa. But when we know that when we speak about an eishes ish, there are two types of eishes ish. There's a arusa and an asua. And the question that we need to discuss, which of the two women, or both, are the ones that are chayiv sreifa, bas koyin? We know that the Torah Kedoshah says that an arusa, a regular woman who's an arusa, if she's mizan, if she has an adulterous relationship, she's chayiv skila. What will be the halacha, and this will be obviously a critical nafgamina, in understanding the machlokes of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, if the girl is an arusa. An arusa bas koyin. Arusa bas Yisrael gets skila. An arusa bas koyin, who, as we just finished explaining, is treated stricter than arusa bas Yisrael. So if skila is a more serious punishment, a more severe punishment, she should get skila. She doesn't go a step down because she's a bas koyin. If, on the other hand, sreifa is a more serious punishment, so then she should get sreifa because she's being treated more strictly. And says the Gemara, Kesavi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold on, when we speak about a bas koyin, we're speaking about a nesua. That nesua, Yoitzel Sreifa, is the one who has the special din of Sreifa. V'loi Arusa. Why? Because Midr Afka Rachmana L'Arusa, the fact that the Torah says that the Arusa Bas Koyin will continue getting Skila, why? Because we don't want to, as we just finished explaining, go a step down. We want to go a step up. Shema Mina, Skila Chamura, that's a proof that Skila is considered a more serious punishment than Sreifa. Continues the Gemara in explaining, Skila Chamura Misayev. Skila is a more serious, severe punishment. Skila is a more severe punishment than Saya. Why? So, of course, the Mefarshim ask, why don't we prove that Skila is a more serious punishment that from the fact that a Ritzeach, somebody, Rahman Slon, who kills, is Chayiv Sayev, and that is not as serious as somebody who is a Kaifer Baker who began the shiur with today gets skila. So the Sefer Sanhedrin Katana answers that an argument can be made the other way, that maybe Saif is a more serious punishment because killing a person, as we know, every person was created B'Tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem. So since every individual was killed in the Tzelem Elokim, we can make an argument that maybe it should be considered a more serious, it's considered a more serious punishment. So why is it considered a more serious punishment? Ask the Gemara, and that was why the Gemara began. So ask the Gemara, we could say, that Saif is a more serious punishment. As we said, that the people of Ir Nedachas get killed b'sayif, or my chumra. And what is the proof that it's a more serious punishment? She came in mind of it, as we spoke about as well, that the people of Ir Nedachas, not only are they put to death, but all of their financial, everything that they own, is also destroyed. Says the Gemara Amrit, to which the Gemara answers, Eza Kayach Maruba, which is the bigger Aveira? Kayach HaMadiach, somebody who gets other people, Rachman Slon, to do the Aveira, a Kayach HaMadiach, a Kayach HaNidach, or the person who is convinced to do the Aveira. Certainly, says the Gemara, have it Omer, Kayach HaMadiach, the person who convinces others to do Avera. V'tanya, and therefore it says, Madichei Eir Nidach B'Skila. So we see that the people, that the Skila is considered the more significant, Einish. So the Gemara already had begun the Shir by proving that Skila is the most Chomer punishment for Ma'avid Avodah Zarah. And yes, we wanted to give reasons why these different Averis are maybe less, are maybe more serious. But why do we have to have all these Limudim if we could just come to this concept logically? So the Yad Ramah, in approaching this Gemara, says that many of the Limudim that we're going to have in the Gemara are really not necessary. We could get it. We could get to that conclusion logically, but we try to find a limud min haTorah even when we could find a logical argument, even when we could come to that conclusion logically. Says the Gemara further, Skila chamur mechenek. Skila is considered a more significant, a more severe punishment than chenek. Shekein nitam magadav levik kachavim. Ask the Gemara, Omai chumra, what is the chumra? Kramorin, because they're poishiyad be'ikr. But ask the Gemara, we could prove that chenek is chumr, that chenek is more of a serious punishment. Shekein nitam maka of avimai. If somebody chmarl tzlan is maka hits his parents, then he's chayiv chenek. Omai chumra, and what makes them such a serious sin? Shekein hukish kvoidam. Because the honor that we have to show a parent, the Torah says, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, the Aflaminum Beis teaches us, the Torah, when it speaks about Kibra of Aim, says, Kibra Savicha Vasimecha. The Pasuk in Mishlei, when it speaks about showing honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Kibra Hashem Mahaincha, the same word. So we see that they're treated in the same way. So ask Tosis, but the halacha is that if somebody is makalal ovev v'imoy, the chayiv skila. Moreover, that why should the Gemara is asking that because hukish kvoidim kvoidam makam, because the Torah compares the covet we have to show to our parents to the covet that we have to show to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore that should be considered a more serious aveira. But let's think about it. We're learning now that the strength of the Avera of Maka Ova V'imai is all based on Kavod HaMakom. So certainly Kavod HaMakom is greater than Kavod Ova V'Avein. So if Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah represent Kavod HaMakom and Maka Ova V'imai represent Kavod HaAvein, certainly Kavod HaMakom comes first. So Tosha says that never was it the Gemara's intention that chenek should be considered more severe than skila. The Gemara's question was that it should be considered equivalent. The Ran answers that, as very much the Ran has said before, that if we say hukish kavodam l'kvod hamakom, that we are comparing the kavod of that we have to show our parents to the kavod of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yes, the Ran is agreeing that, again, that is clearly indication that Kavod HaMakom comes first. But when we speak about lack of Kibbutz of Aim by Maka Ova V'Imai, explains the Ran, there was Nezek done to the parent. The parent was hit. So that makes it more of an Aveira. The Aruch HaNer indeed says the Gemara could have right away said that whenever we talk about Kavod HaMakom, it comes first. But as we've been saying, the Gemara comes to always try to give another answer. Says the Gemara, Medavke Rachmana L'Rusu Bas Yisrael, says the Gemara, another reason why it's more serious. Medavke Rachmana L'Rusu Bas Yisrael M'chlal Nesu Bas Yisrael. The Torah treats the Rusa Bas Yisrael different than Nesu Bas Yisrael. When a Nesua, when a fully fledged woman is married and she is Chas V'Shalom Zana, she has an adulterous relationship, Hamisa is chenek. And then, if she's an arusa, the avera of an arusa is considered a greater an avera than a nesua. And the reason is because she's disrespecting herself. Till now she was a psula, and now she's no longer a psula. And therefore, if we see that the Torah stepped up, that we're seeing now that the avera of an arusa is a greater avera than the avera of a nesua. And what did the Torah do? The Torah said that a nesua is chayiv chenek, and arusa is chayiv skila. Clearly an indication that skila is a more severe punishment than chenek. And the way the Rishonim explain what makes the avera of the arusa a more serious avera, because there are three parties that suffer by her doing this act: herself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, herself, her parents, and therefore it's considered a much more serious avera. Says the Gemara, Sreifa Chamura Misayif. Seif is considered a more serious avera than Saif, and here clearly that we have proof that Sreifa, we don't really have to have a proof that Sreifa is more serious than Saif, because if we're learning that Skila is more chomer than Sreifa, and we're going to learn Sreifa is more chomer than Saif, so it's obvious that it's more chomer. But as I said, the Yad Ramah keeps on teaching us that many of the things that we could have understood logically, the Gemara still proves. Sreifa chamura misayif. Why? The Bas Koyin is chayif sreifa. Omai chamura, shekem echalel sasaviya. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make an argument that sayif is more chamur. Shekem nitl in chayin dachas. Omai chamura, what makes it more serious of an avera, as we've been learning, shekein mamayim avad, that even their money has to be destroyed. Answers the Gemara, Nemar, the Torah says, regarding the Nara Marasa, the Torah says avia, and the Torah says she's chayiv skila. The Pasuk says, v'hoitzi es anara, v'seklua anchi ira b'avon v'meisa, kiosu nevala b'Yisrael, lizness b'es avia. V'nema avia, regarding sreifa, by Bas Koyin, Obasish koin kisech liznos asaviyim mechalal speishti sorev ma avia hamer beskila skila chamura misayif. We've already proved that skila is more common than sreif. So to avia hamer besreifa, the Torah used the word avia by sreifa to teach us that sreifa is more chamer than sayif. Next says the Gemara, sreifa is more chamer than chenek. Shkei nitl bas koin shezinsa omai chamra. What makes the avera of Bas Ishkoin that does Znus such a serious Avera? Kramorin. Because as we learned, she's defiling HaKadosh Baruch Hu and her parents. Adrabba, says the Gemara, we can make an argument that Chonik is Chomer, that Chenik is a more severe punishment. Shekeit Nitin Lamaka Avivimai Umay Chomra. And what would make that more of a serious Avera? Says the Gemara, Shekein Hukash Kvaidam L'Kvaidamakam. So Rabbeinu Yoina asks a question. He's saying, what makes Maka Ovavi Imoi a serious Avera? That you defiled your parents. What makes the Avera Bas Koin Shezinsa? Because she was Mechala her parents. So they're both equal. Why would we say that Maka Ovavi Imoi is a bigger Avera because she defiled her parents, they defiled the parents, than Bas Koin Shezinsa that's also defiling a parent? So the Rabbeinu Yoina says a very nice teretz. He says that Maka Ova V'imai, the intention was to disrespect the parent. Somebody, Rahman Tzlan, who does something like that to a parent, their intention was to act disrespectfully to the parents. Since their intention was to act disrespectfully to the parent, that's worse than the Gemara saying, perhaps, than Bas Ishkoin that was Mazana. A Bas Ishkoin that was Mazana, although it's a terrible Avera, and although it does bring disrespect to the parent, to the father, The person who did the Aveira because they want to do the Aveira of Znus. Not was it their intention to show disrespect to the parent. Whereas the parent, the individual, who Rahman Salam was Makka of V'imai, their explicit intention was to show disrespect to the parent. And the Gemara is saying, Hokish Kvaidim Kvaidim Makkim. Answers the Gemara. Midafkir Rahman al Nasubas Koyim Bechlal Nasubas Yisrael. Everybody's agreeing that a Nasubas Koyim, not everybody, if the halacha is that a Kohenis Nasua, the halacha is gets Sreifa versus a Nasua Bas Yisrael who gets Chenek, Mechenek L'Sreifa. What is the point that the Torah is trying to do by telling us that the Nasua Bas Koyin, which as I said, everybody agrees, Ha Misa is Sreifa, to teach us what is the Torah trying to accomplish with this? The Torah is trying to say that there's a Sreifa. Is Shmamino Sreifa Chamura, that Sreifa is considered a more significant punishment. Saif is Chomer Mechanic, continues the Gemara. The Halacha is Saif is more serious than Chenek, because Shekhen Nitan Lincha in Nidachas, because the people of the Nidachas are Chayiv Saif. My Chumra, what makes it considered a more serious Aveira? Shekhen Manam Ombad. We, as we keep on repeating, they have to destroy even their money. But says the Gemara, Adrabba, Shkei Nitnal Maka Chenek Chomer, we can make an argument that Chenek is a more serious punishment. Shkei Nitnal Maka Ova V'imoy. Somebody who is Maka Ova V'imoy is Chayiv Chenek, or my Chomer. And what makes their Chomer? Shkei Hukish Kvaidom L'Kvaid HaMakom. Says the Gemara, as we keep on saying in our Shurim, I feel like a Pashut, somebody that which is the ear nidachas is considered a more considered aveira. And the Ran says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that just because he's poshiyad beikur makes it more chomer. What the Gemara means to say is that you have to combine that number one poshiyad beikur. And we also have the halacha that Memoinim Ovid, that is the proof that it's a more serious Aveira. So as we learned earlier, Rav Shimon says that it's not that Skila is the most chomer, most severe punishment, but actually Sreif is the more serious punishment. So the Gemara begins, Sreif Chamur Meskila. Why does Rav Shimon hold that Sreif is considered a more severe punishment than Skila? Shekei Nitnal Bas Koyin Shizunza. Because a bas koyin that's mezana gets sreifa. Or my chamra, what makes this avera such a serious avera? Shekem echalal as a sovia. Asking my adrab, skila chamura, we should say that skila is considered the most severe punishment. Shekem nitla magadif laivet avadis kachavim. Or my chamra, and why would it be considered a more serious avera? Shekem poshijad baker. Says the Gemara, Shimon latamei, Rav Shimon still holds that sreifa is considered a more severe punishment than skila, because the Amar achas arusav achas nesua yoytzut l'sreifa. We've explained that the Torah Kedosha says very clearly, obas ish koin kisecha liznois asaveyuhim michalelas beish tisarif. The question is, which type of a married woman who's a bas koin is chayiv sreifa? Rav Shimon's opinion is that not just a Nesua Bas Koyin, who is Mezana, is Chayiv Sreifa, but an Arusa Bas Koyin is also Chayiv Sreifa. So the Gemara makes its point. The Arusa Bas Yisrael, if she's Mezana, her punishment is Skila. If we see that the Torah changed the punishment of an Arusa Bas Koyin from Skila to Sreifa, we see that Sreifa must be a more severe punishment. If the Torah said that the Arusa Bas Koyin is to be treated, who is Mezana, is to be treated more severely than the Arusa Bas Yisrael, that she doesn't have Skila, she goes to Sreifa, clearly an indication Sreifa is a more serious punishment. Sreifa Chamura. Continues the Gemara. Rav Shimon holds that Sreifas Chamura Mechanic, many of the Limudim we're going to have are really identical. But first the Gemara wanted to analyze everything from the perspective of Drabonon, and now the Gemara is analyzing all the halachas from the perspective of Rav Shimon. So says the Gemara, Sreifas Chamura Mechanic, Shekein Nitna Labas Koyin Shizinsa. Umay Chumra Kana Marim because she Mechalalas Beis Aviyah. But ask the Gemara, we can make an argument that chenek is chomer, shekein nitn l'maka ove v'imoy, or mei chumra, and what is the chumra? Shekein hukish kvaidam v'kvaidam makam, says the Gemara. Mid after Rachmana, we find that the Torah took a nesu bas kain m'kla nesu bas Yisrael, that the halach is that the misa of a nesu bas Yisrael is chenek. And the Torah says that a bas kain, we're going to treat stricter than a Bas Yisrael, meaning that a Nesua Bas Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem, if she's Mezana, will be Chayiv Chenek. The Bas Koyin, who is Mezana, because of her status of being a Bas Koyin, she's Chayiv Sreifa. So that's clearly an indication, Shmamino, that Sreifa is Chamura. Says the Gemara, so that's an indication that Sreifa is more Chamur than Chenek. Continues the Gemara, Sreif is more chomer than saif. Shekei nitna lebas koin shizinsa. Omai chomer kedamaron kushim mechalelas beis aviyo. Ask the Gemara, Adrabu can make an argument that saif is chomer because it's given shekei nitin lan she'ir nidachas. Omai chomer. And why makes that more chomer? Because shekei memonim of it. Says the Yad Ramah, why didn't the Gemara immediately say that the Chumra is Shekem Poshtim Yad Beikar, they're worshipping Avodah Zarah? Says the Yad Ramah, obviously, according to Rav Shimon, Poshtim Yad Beikar is not such a Chumra, because Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah are certainly the classical examples of Poshtim Yad Beikar, and even though they're the classical example of Poshtim Yad Beikar, Rav Shimon's opinion is that Sreifa is more chomer than Skila, and Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah are subject to Skila, not to Sreifa. So we see that the argument of Parshat Yad Be'ikar doesn't really speak to Rav Shimon in such a strong way. Amrit Eze Koich Meruba, says the Gemara, which is the bigger Avera? Koich HaMidiach, the person who does the Avera, or Koich HaNidach, the person who is convinced to do the Avera? Certainly, have a oimer koyach hamidiach, the person who convinces to do the aveira. So the people of the iranidachas achayiv sefer. So machanik shechomer misayif sreifa chamur mimenu sayif akal, which is less than chenik lekoshke. Skill, and that's the proof that it's more. So the achroidim ask. The Gemara keeps on assuming that the koyach hamadiach is more of a veira than the koyach hanidach. And that's why if the madiach ir nidach is abechenek, so that's a raya that it's more of a significant punishment than the people of ir nidachas who only get saif. But don't we have a concept of divrei rabbi, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim? So the people of the city who instead of listening and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu went after this person who convinced them to do Avodah Zarah, maybe their Avera is considered more of an Avera. So, answers the Sefer Riaz. He says that a Mediach is included in a Nidach. In other words, every Mediach is also a Nidach. And therefore, it's a proof that the Mediach is more of a Baal Avera than a Nidach. Continues the Gemara, according to Rav Shimon, Skila is more chomer than chenek. Shekein mitl megadif loivik chavim, or my chomer kedamorin. And what we learn from here is that Rav Shimon does subscribe to the concept of kaifa beker. He's just saying that which is the bigger avera, and what is the bigger avera is sreifa than skila. But he's not ignoring this. He's not ignoring this concept at all. Adrabba, says the Gemara, we could make an argument that chenek is chomer, shekein nitl maka ove v'ivan, or my chumra, shehin kukush kvadim kvadim makum. Answers the Gemara, mida afki rechmana larbus bas Yisrael, mechlal nesu bas Yisrael. We explained earlier in our shir that the Torah Kedoshah treats an arusa and considers the avera of an arusa greater than the avera of a nesua. And what we see is that a nesua bas Yisrael, who Rachman Slon is mezana, her punishment is chenek. When she's an arusa, her punishment is skila. So we see mid the afka rachmana larusa bas Yisrael. The Torah says that arusa bas Yisrael, who's mezana, is treated more severely. Mechlal nesu bas Yisrael. She's treated more severely than a bas Yisrael that was mezana. That she goes from chenek, mechenek l'skila, so it's clearly an indication, shmamina skila is chamur than chenek. Continues the Gemara, skila mechur mesayif, shekein nita l'megadif. The fact that a megadif gets it, it's a proof that that is clearly in the proof that it's a more severe punishment. Adraba, says the Gemara, maybe we can make an argument that sayif is chamur, shekein nita l'ayin she'ir nidachas, my chumra. And what makes it a more severe punishment? Because she came a moment of it. And says the Gemara, Amr Yav Amrit. The key is the Koyach Meruba, as we just said, which is the most severe Avera? The Koyach Mediach or the Koyach Anidach? The person who's convincing to do the Avera, the person who did the Avera. Certainly, says the Gemara, have Oyma Koyach Mediach. The person who's convincing other people to do an Avera. So now we make the following Kavachoymer. Omachen is Shechomer Misayif. The person who's the Mediach, as we said, gets chenek. The nidochim gets sayif. So if chenek is more chomer than sayif, and we've proven earlier already that skila is chamur mimenu, so certainly sayif akal, certainly when we speak about that, it's a proof that skila is a more severe punishment. The Mefarshim point to the question that we asked before, that maybe the nidach should be considered the most severe avera, because divrei rabbi, divrei talmud, divrei mishamim. I saw a different teretz to that question, that even if we say b'chol atarah kula, divrei rabbi, divrei talmud, divrei mishamim, we do not apply that concept of avodah zarah. Nobody could suggest that avodah zarah should be looked at that way, and therefore the concept of the Rava, the Talmud, the Mishamim is not included in that discussion. Says the Gemara further. Chenek Chama Misayif. What's the proof that Chenek according to Rav Shimon is more severe than Sayif? Shekeinit l'maka aviv v'imoy. Umay chumra k'damaron hukish kvoidam l'klavar amokim. Ask the Gemara. Adarabba, we can make an argument that Sayif is chumra. Shekeinit l'nchei nidachas. And what makes the Yeridachas more chomer? Or my chomer? She came in mind of it. Amr, to which the Gemara says, "Chayezim koyach meruba." Which is the bigger avera? Koyach mediach or koyach anidach? The person who's convincing others to do the avera, or the person who himself did the avera? Have I missed certainly koyach mediach? The person who's convincing others to do the avera. Tanya, medichei ir anidachas beskila. Rav Shimon Amar bechenek. So it's a proof that chenek is the more severe avera. Says the Gemara Meragli the Pumah de Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan would often say, and the Mefarshim say, what does it mean, Meragli? The simple pshat is like we just said, Meragli means that it's what they would, that this was something that he would always say. Another pshat that I saw is Meragli is from the word Margolis. Margolis is a diamond. These were pearls of wisdom. Meragli the Pumah de Rabbi Yochanan. Na'am Marasa. Bas koyin shezimsa, a nam rasa who's a bas koyin that was mezana beskila. She's not treated like a nesua, that the halacha is that she gets sreifa. Rather, she gets skila. Rav Shimon Amar b'sreifa. Why? So as we've been learning, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, which is the more severe punishment, skila or sreifa. What does a Nara Marasa Bas Yisrael, what is her punishment? Skila. So if the Torah is telling us that if somebody's a Bas Koyin, we're so to speak upgrading their punishment So if Sreifa is a more severe punishment, so that's why we understand Rav Shimon's opinion that it goes up from Skila to Sreifa. But if Skila is a more severe punishment, it doesn't make sense to say that she's downgraded, that normally she would get Skila, because she's Mezana, we're going to go down and say that she's only going to get Sreifa. So it must be, that's why the Rabbanan hold that she gets Skila. Zinsimavia, if this Bask, Nara Ben Rasa Bas Yisrael, so she was Mezana with her father, so she has double Avera. She's Avera that she's an Ashes Ish, and the other Avera is that she was Nivela Me'avia. And the halacha is that what punishment will she get? Because the halacha of somebody, Rahman Slan, being Mezana from a father is Sreifa. So we know, as we discussed in our previous year when we learned the Mishnah, when somebody does two Averis, we look at the more severe punishment. So according to the Rabbanan, she's a candidate for Skila, and she's a candidate for Sreifa. Skila is a more Skila because she's a Nara Marasa. Sreifa because she had relations with her father. We look at the more severe punishment, the more severe punishment being Skila, and she'll get Skila. Rav Shimon Omer, again, following the same type of reasoning, we look for the more severe punishment. What's the more severe punishment, Sreifa? Says the Gemara, my Kamashmon, what is Rav Yochanan coming to teach us new with this halacham? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan, the Suah Yotze L'Sreifa, V'Lei Arusa. Rabbanan, what they're trying to teach us is that an Arusa, the Suah, goes to Sreifa, not an Arusa. Rav Shimon, Achas Arusa, V'Achas Nesuah, Abbas Yisrael, those Mezana, will go to Sreifa. The time of mind, what's the reason? Shundler Rabbanan, as we've been explaining, Shundler Rabbanan, Skila Chamura. According to Rabbanan, Skila is more Chamur. According to Rav Shimon, Sreifa is more chamer. Nafgamina, and this will have a nafgamina, l'mishin l'schayv shnei misas bezdin, somebody who did two types of misas, has two misas bezdin, we'll give them, nidin b'chamura, we're going to give them the more severe punishment. And as the Mashal explains the Gemara, the Mashal says that if we only had the Mishnah, as we learned when we spoke about, when we learned the Mishnah, the Mishnah taught us that we have two people who are sentenced to death, but we don't know which one is which. So since we don't know who is supposed to get what, we give both of them the less severe Misa. Now we're learning the other side of that discussion. When somebody's chayiv did an Aveira, that is chayiv two Averis, the halacha is that we give them the more severe punishment. It's interesting to point out that when Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yossi says that if somebody does an Aveira which comes with two punishments, the Einish that he gets is he gets the Einish which came first. If that would be the case, if a father had relations with a Nara Marasa, he should be Chayiv Sreifa, because the Chayiv Sreifa, he was a father before she was a Nara Marasa. So that would be a whole different perspective to this Gemara. The Gemara goes back to what we've been learning. Rav Shimon holds that Sreifa is a more severe punishment than Skila, because because Rav Shimon holds that a Bas Koyin, that's Mezana, whether she's an Arusa or whether she's in a Sua, she's Chayiv Sreifa. The Tanya Rav Shimon Amishnei, Klolus Nemer Bezdin. One was said by an Arusa, where the Torah says that if an Arusa was Mezana, she's Chayiv Skila. So that would teach us that every woman who's an Arusa that's Mezana is Chayiv Skila. But then the Torah says regarding a Nesua, that Vish Ashi Yenaf as Ashes Ish, again this is Bas Yisrael, Mois Yumas Anoyev Veneafes, that the Chayiv Chenik. So again, an Arusa, it's Mezana, it's Chayiv Skila. and the sur that's mezana is chayiv chenek. Then ask the Gemara, v'bas koyin v'loy bas Yisrael. What does this mean? What Rav Shimon said that these psukim at first glance only speak about koyin, not bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, of course not. Means to say, ema bas koyin. On the first glance, this is halachas would apply to bas koyin and a bas Yisrael equally. But now, says Rav Shimon, hotzi akosav nesua mechlal nesua. The Torah said that a nesua bas koyin should be treated different than a nesua bas Yisrael. That a nesua bas Yisrael is chayiv chenek, and a nesua bas koyin is chayiv sreifa. And also, he says, arusa mechlal arusa. That arusa is not, arusa bas koyin is to be treated differently than arusa bas Yisrael. Now, when the Torah says we should treat a nesu bas koyin differently than a nesu bas Yisrael, it was lahachmer, that she should be go up from chenek to sreifa. After shaitzi akosva arusa mechlal arusa, when we're treating an arusa bas koyin different than a arusa bas Yisrael, what did the Torah mean to do with that? Lahachmer, that she should go from sreifa to skila. And therefore, Rav Shimon says that all bas koyin, whether a nesua or whether an arusa, is going to be chayiv sreifa, and it's all very much connected to his fundamental principle that sreifa is considered a more severe punishment than skila. Says the Gemara, zayim nesua bas koyin, if mechlal zayim nesua bas Yisrael, if somebody said edus on a bas koyin that she was mezana. So what they were trying to accomplish with their edus was that this woman should be chayiv sreifa. And now they would turn into edim zomimim. So the halacha is that just like somebody who wanted a cause that a bas Yisrael should be put to death. And the Torah says, v'sisim loy kash zomim lasis lo'achiv. So even though we would make an argument that the Edom Zomimim should be treated like to be Chayiv Sreifa, the halacha is that they're going to be Chayiv Chenek. Zomim Bas Koyin, Bechlal Zomim Arusa Bas Yisrael. What the Torah is saying is, what the Gemara is saying is, that even though the Zomimim, the Edom Zomimim should get the punishment of the woman who they wanted to bring punishment to, and if she's Chayiv Sreifa, they too should be Chayiv Sreifa, that's not the halacha. They will be chayiv misa, but they're only going to be chayiv chenek.